Welcome back to DollarWise, where we provide tips to help you make wise financial decisions. On today's program, we discuss the benefits of making a proper plan to achieve your financial goals with assistance from client financial education manager at Jamaica Money Market Brokers, Michelle Sinclair Doyley. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. It's practically always the first piece of advice you hear as you start thinking about getting your finances in order. Make a plan. But how exactly does one do that? It's all well and good to have an objective in mind, but how does one go from vague idea in the mind to tangible finished product? One recommendation is to make your goals SMART, that is, strategic, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. SMART.
So how we can really benefit from SMART goals is because they bring clarity in knowing what you truly want and why you want it so badly. SMART goals also help to give you focus on making deliberate decisions to ensure that you achieve that goal. So it could even include saying no to certain things, certain spendings that you say, no, you know what, I can resist that.
Client Financial Education Manager at Jamaica Money Market Brokers, Michelle Sinclair Doyley. She gets into more detail with the value of the SMART philosophy, starting with being specific.
In making your goal specific, you want to ask yourself, what am I really trying to accomplish? So it could sound like this. I want a down payment on a two-bedroom apartment in New Kingston. So we know where we want it, and we know the kind of place we're looking for. It is measurable. So ask yourself this. How much will it cost? So, for example, I need to save $3 million towards a down payment on the two-bedroom house or the two-bedroom apartment.
Next up is attainability. This essentially means working to achieve your goal in a manner that is actually doable based on your existing finances.
Attainable. How are you going to realistically achieve this? You need to write that down. So it could be, if I save $50,000 a month from my salary and I use my talents, such as repairing gadgets or catering, I can save an additional $20,000 per month.
Despite coming in so far down in the acronym, the next one is perhaps the most important. Your objective must be relevant to your long-term life goals.
Relevant. How does this goal match with the long-term plans for my life? For example, I don't want to be paying rent when I'm retired, so I will save $3 million towards a down payment of a two-bedroom apartment in New Kingston.
They say a goal without a deadline is just a wish. So last but not least, your goals must have a time frame for accomplishment.
What is my deadline for this? So in jotting that down, you may write, within 5 years of saving $50,000 per month, I can achieve $3 million towards my down payment. Or if I save $70,000 per month, I can achieve the $3 million in 3 years, 7 months. So let me put it all together. A SMART goal could sound like this. Since I do not want to be paying rent in my retirement years, I will purchase a two-bedroom apartment in New Kingston. To do so, I will need $3 million for the down payment, and I can achieve this in 5 years if I save $50,000 per month from my salary. However, if I save an additional $20,000 per month, I can achieve this in 3 years.
Taking this approach to your financial future should help you keep things in perspective and keep you focused as you move towards your financial goals. Just to be clear, let's recap SMART goals once again.
So that's your SMART goal. So it is specific, you know exactly what you're trying to accomplish. It is measurable, you know how much it will cost. It is attainable because you know realistically how you're going to achieve it. It is relevant because it matches the long-term goal for your life. And it is time-bound. You know your deadline.
Client Financial Education Manager at Jamaica Money Market Brokers, Michelle Sinclair Doyley. That's it for this week's edition of DollarWise, where we provide tips to make your financial life easier. Thanks for joining us, and please tune in again next week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.